Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight on Project Runway All-Stars, we are red carpet ready. We're playing with Metallics. Stress is at an all-time high. Someone's going home, and we are so excited because we are Skyping in with contestant Bedell. Don't you leave us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, what's going on, everybody? This is Project Runway, the after show. I'm your host, Haley J, along with my beautiful host and a very new face tonight, ladies.
I'm Katie Thompson.
Hi, guys. I'm Princess Carol. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
And speaking of what we're so excited about, we are Skyping in with the man himself, Bedell. Everybody say hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a lot coming up on this show. So the challenge is to create a metallic red carpet look. We're going to see the contestants start to stress out a little bit. They're not used to working with all the typical patterns, so we're going to see some of the challenges that come along with that. Someone is, of course, going to be sent home, as always. And we're going to chime in with Bedell throughout the episode to see what he thinks. This was a very heavy episode for you, Bedell. We saw, I think, more of you than we've seen all season.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been showing strong work, and, you know, I guess between the challenge and making it fashion and all the stuff that's going through your head while you're doing it, it's trying to, like, hit all the boxes, make sure you check them all.
There's a lot of boxes.
And at the end, it's always a surprise what it ends up turning out as far as, like, what you start.
So what are the overall thoughts about this episode? How did you guys feel?
Love the patterns, love the shiny. I was really excited about this episode. I was disappointed in some of the looks that I didn't think that I was going to be, like Michelle's. I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't totally there. How about you?
I'm so sad about Anya, but I guess we'll get into it later. I did agree with it in the end, but she is one of my favorites, and she was one of my favorites on, like, her original season, so
I did like her, too.
Yeah, she's strong.
Bedell, where was your mind when they first introduced what the challenge was going to be?
I mean, I love doing red carpet dresses. I do a lot of them, usually for the younger girls, and, you know, most of the clients that I dress for carpets want their body out. They still got it, so they want to show it, and I was really excited to just embrace. I had the model that I wanted the whole time since the beginning.
Oh, perfect.
And so the models were always given to you randomly. And so I was so excited to see that I got her, and I knew the exact dress she needed to wear. So
I really did feel like your look, and I swear I'm not just saying this because we're interviewing you right now. I felt your look separated itself where it was the one piece that I said, yes, this looks like a carpet look, where I did like some of the others, but that's what I would choose for fitting the challenge the most. I thought you really captured that,
which is, but for a red carpet, it's not necessarily the place you want to take all your risks, you know. I think a red carpet is where you want to go flawless, period. You know what I mean? I don't know that it's like, try this big shoulder and, like, do this weird hem. Like, I think it just needs to
sometimes
be beautiful.
It's overkill trying to do so
actresses
much.
Actresses want to be the star, not the dress, so
can't wear them.
who like do you want to design for? Like, what's your go-to outfit that you design for? Like, what do you make?
I dress a lot of artists for performances on stage, or, you know, for awards. They're always great because they want to stand out. I'm the guy you go to when you can't find it and you just need it made. So I think I like going there with a client, like if they have something really specific and potentially difficult or, you know, super imaginative, they'll come to me and we'll build it for them. So
you make it happen. With this challenge being the red carpet metallic look, it was obviously based on the Butter London makeup. And you said that you weren't too familiar with makeup. So what didn't we see? Were you a little bit thrown off by that, or did you immediately pick it up and know where you wanted to go?
Everybody else was so excited, and I was just like, what? It's like sparkly glitter. Like, I feel like I'm at Burning Man. Like, what's the big deal? You know?
So how long did it take you to think?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Of that look.
It's funny because it's actually a lot of the dresses that I'm showing on the show are just very similar to what I do. These are dresses that I've made many times for many different women. I love a plunging back, you know, something that shows the body underneath it.
I love the metallic angle.
Like I looked at all the other designers kind of grabbing, because it was texture and metallic, so they were kind of going for a brocade fabric that gave you both texture and metallic in one. So I was thinking, well, wouldn't it be cool to take something more like liquid and create a texture out of that? And I know that liquid gold dripping off, you know, that model particularly was just going to be stunning. So
it was. Yeah, and it was really you had some time on your hands there. You made a fanny pack and the earrings. And you said you could feel the contestants around you didn't necessarily love the fact that you did that. So are you just like, sorry, I'm faster? What's your take on that?
I mean, I always say they gave us way too much time for these challenges. Every challenge was like, why do we have so long and they give you so much money? Like I always had leftover fabric. I always had leftover time. And
Seems like a good problem to have.
You know, and I think that a part of it becomes like, I think a lot of designers, because there's too much time, they try to like over design and try to pull these things off that are unnecessary. And I'm 20 years in the business. Like it's a big deal to know how to edit your own work and know when a dress is finished and it doesn't need anything else, and to be able to step back and not overkill it. And it's, I think, a later in life thing you learn as a designer. And I think it's just a sign of maturity, if you ask me. I've made the mistake of over designing, and you know, I just don't make those mistakes anymore.
That's actually a really good point, because I do feel like it's a test when you're given an allotted amount of time you feel like you need to use all the time, but maybe that's part of testing the designer to know when a piece is done.
And it's great to push yourself in the competition as far as like see what you can do and really test your skills and all of that. And you know, I commend any designer who's going to go outside of their own comfort zone to try to like experiment and go there. I don't think a red carpet is where I'm going to start experimenting. So I stuck with something I knew I could pull off, but something that would be really beautiful. And I loved the big statement earring, and like, maybe I'm more about like the photo and less about like, I am a man, so I don't wear big dangly earrings. I don't know about like if it hits me in the shoulder, if I'm going to care. Like I think it
big
looks
earrings
bad.
Are in now though. Yeah. You're right on trend with that.
Yeah.
Is
so
mood
elegant and glamorous. You know?
I loved it.
Is mood as stressful as it seems?
Oh my God, it's so stressful. It's massive, first of all. And then you're also like, where is everything? And then you kind of get a lay of the land. Like at this point, I had remembered seeing that metallic maybe the time before. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had like an idea of where I wanted to go in the store, but like a half an hour flies by.
Yeah, I bet.
And then suddenly you've got all your fabric. Like that was one of the most challenging things, was just fabric shopping in 20 minutes or whatever they give you, you know?
Yeah. You said you had your eye on that specific model. So when you design, who is that girl? What does she have that you want your designs to represent?
I mean, really, she's very like sample size model. I mean, I've used my runways to, you know, express a lot of different things, but I love a tall, slender woman. Like I love it.
She seemed very confident. Is that what you seek? Oh, confident woman.
She exudes the confidence. She also had this attitude about her. She was from Mexico City. She's like kind of my kind of girl. Like we'd probably go like hang out at an after hours club together too. But like
she's at the after party.
Clean up well.
Absolutely. Cool. So because you weren't too familiar with makeup, the makeup was awesome with the dress. Did you get help with that, or you just, how does that work?
She actually knew what she wanted in her makeup. And I was like, all the way listening to you, like I could tell this girl was a fashion girl, not just like a model for a job. Like she was really intelligent also, like how to look. And I just didn't want her to look weird. I wanted her to look really beautiful.
And she definitely
like
did.
I can do weird too. I just didn't think it's appropriate for this challenge.
How much sleep would you say you get a night with these challenges? And like, what time do you get home from a challenge or to the hotel?
You're like done at midnight. Oof. And then you're like back up at 7 in the morning. Okay. Sometimes, like, not even 8 hours off.
Oh,
dang.
And then Dimitri said the food's not even that good.
I mean, I don't complain with food. I mean, I think Dimitri, like, is a little bit more used to stuff.
Fancy.
I was just happy to be feeding him.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Maybe there was a little more food than I needed to eat. I think I probably put on, like, 5 pounds by the end of the whole thing.
That's
I'm, like, a stress eater, so that's just, right. That's just the way it is. I definitely put on, like, 10 pounds on Project Runway Canada when I shot it 12 years ago.
Well, wow. I didn't notice. We saw that. Speaking of stress, we did see some of the other contestants get a little stressed out. Django was not happy with Anne. We've been seeing that be more of an issue with each episode. We saw Anya struggle. What didn't we see behind the scenes? And were you in any of that we didn't see? Or?
But could you tell? Like, I thought watching the episode, like, you can start seeing us with the dark circles. Like, Irina got so sick, like, last week. I don't know if you guys noticed, she wasn't on the runway at the end.
Oh.
She was safe because she was literally, like, taken to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
So that's a factor? If there's a health issue, then they could just, production could just say, like, let's keep her safe?
The girls walked the runway, and then before we shot the scene where we would all be standing waiting to find out the tops and the bottoms, she had been taken to the emergency and she was super dehydrated and underslept. Wow. And I think that we were really worried. She came back. It was all okay. And then this episode, though, like, you can see it in her face. She was, like, not very well. And I think we all felt like that just from, you know, it's a lot of hours and it's a lot of just stress being away from home and being away from, like, your comforts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're just now starting to see the toll that it's taking on all of us designers in the room.
And you talk about comfort. I liked that you gave us a little backstory on your mom being the inspiration. What more can we find out about that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my mom lives in British Columbia, and I live in Toronto, and I've shown probably, you know, a dozen collections here, and she's never missed a show. Yeah, she's just, you know, she's a typical, like, biggest fan kind of mom. But, like, my dad is super stoked, too. Like, my dad's American, so my American side of the family is in Minnesota, and it's a big family, and they're all very tight, and so they're, you know, rocking the Addicted to Bedell. Like the Super Bowl for them. Like, apparently I was the talk of the Bible study yesterday.
Oh. That's got to be really cool for them to see you on the big screen doing your thing.
I think it's so cool for them because the first time it was Project Runway Canada, and so they watched it, but it wasn't airing in the States. But then this time it's airing in the States, so they're very excited.
Do you ever design clothes for your mom, or does everyone in your family, they're like, well, you can make clothes, just make me a new wardrobe, thanks.
A little. I'm actually like, yeah, I don't even really make clothes for myself. I should probably more. I do make my mom stuff. My mom usually just wants pants.
Okay.
But she has, like, what we call, like, the archives.
Okay.
Like, I was making clothes when I was 15, so before, I mean, she has stuff from 20 years ago.
That's so cool. It's like your diary in fabric form.
Yeah.
100% diary. And, like, looking at it, and I'm like, wow, really didn't know how to sew a waistband.
Has anything kind of come back in style that you were designing as a 15-year-old?
Everything.
I bet.
Like,
I'm not surprised.
The low-rise pants that, like, when I first started making clothes, you could not go higher than a girl's, like, pube line of her pants. Like, in 1997, that was the look. Everything was bum hanging out. Do you remember that? Like, I don't know how old you guys are. It was that raver. And, like, that's apparently this spring, all we're going to see is, like, butt cracks again.
Oh, yes. Bring it on.
I'm plunging it down in the back of those dresses. Like, that.
I love a low back. I don't think about my wedding often, but I'm pretty sure the dress will be a low back dress.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because everybody sees you from behind.
There's something about it that's really
drama.
Elegant to me.
Yeah.
Most
sophisticated skin to show.
I think so, too. And, like, the shoulders. And I liked your model was perfect for it with her body type, how it was the deep on the sides. It was tasteful but still sexy, which I think some people don't always find that balance as easily.
Mm. Yeah, and the thing is, I take it as a compliment hearing the other designers say, you know, his fabric was really cheap. And I'm like, yeah, it was really cheap. And look at how expensive she looks.
Yeah. Right? You know, like, I'm trying to get cheap stuff and look expensive.
I don't know about you.
I don't need to go depend on my pocketbook to make an elegant thing. I can make something elegant out of trash. And I think that says something.
Yeah, it's good designing.
It's fun to watch.
Tell us about Bedell Black. That's your personal collection. And I see the fanny packs. So tell us what inspires those types of looks.
So Bedell Black, there are certain quotes that we've printed on these really great sweatshirts that either have been said about me in the press or, you know, we have the Homo sapien, which is basically when people sort of like ask like, oh, straight or gay or bi or whatever. How about we're all just Homo sapiens, you know?
Yeah.
And the Amuse sweater is, I did a collection in 2013 and I had my muse, my current muse at the time, half the collection already was in her closet. And I was, Fashion Week had asked me to do a show for programming because they didn't have very many designers on the calendar that year. So I said yes to it. So the show was to amuse people. And so that's that sweater. And then I also have Addicted to Bedell was, I wore it the first time. My clothes were sold at Addiction Boutique. And so the boutique had made me the shirt. And I mean, we sold thousands of them after Project Runway Canada. So we're just bringing that back as like nostalgia. The fanny pack, though, I got so much grief about my fanny packs.
No, I love fanny packs. So I didn't always,
okay,
but I do
I'm
now.
I'm going to design the best black leather fanny pack anyone's ever seen. And that's what I'm selling. And so it's like my go-to accessory has to be the fanny pack. Of course, the joke face t-shirt is like,
why not?
But I guess I do.
We do want to thank our AfterBuzz viewers really quickly. I know Princess has a special message for everybody.
Yeah, guys. So before we continue with our interview, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, please hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all three of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Thank you. Thank you. Bedell, you mentioned in the first episode that you didn't necessarily know all the contestants were going to be other winners. So tell me what that was like to get there and be like, okay, this is not what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I actually watched Project Runway. I've seen all the episodes. And when they invited me back, I wasn't sure exactly what was going on as far as they don't really tell you anything. They're just like, will you do this? And of course, I said it would be an honor. Like, who says no? I just love competition and I love fashion. So you put those things together and I'm in. But I was surprised because I'd seen five of the designers, I think, Irina, Michelle, Dimitri, Anthony Ryan, and Seth Aaron have all done Project Runway All-Stars already. So I was a bit like, okay, so they're here for their third time. Interesting. Like, I don't know how that's going to play out. The judges already know them. It's more intimately than I guess I have to, like, really work hard to get to know the judges, which being safe for 5 weeks didn't help. So I feel like kind of at this point in the competition, like I'm a bit of an intruder. And I'm like, I've been invited in to this house, but no one's introduced me to the host yet kind of thing. But
that must be kind of a weird place to be where you're always safe. So, I mean, technically you're in an okay spot, but you don't really get that excitement of being on the chopping block. So do you get bored? What are you doing?
I'm so bored. So bored. And it was like absolutely not what I had come here for. So
what do you do on your downtime?
Rest. Probably like grab a glass of wine at the bar at the hotel and then go to your room and like fall asleep as fast as you can.
Do they pick up your tab?
There were no downtime. Like, I don't know what downtime was. It's back-to-back shoot days. I think we had 2 days off.
Oh, man.
You know.
Does the show pick up your hotel bar tab?
Not the bar tab.
Only food.
Oh, man. I would love to get your thoughts on the Anya situation. So like I said, she's one of my favorites, but she had help in the end. And I know that kind of rubs some people the wrong way. So I was curious to get your thoughts. Did you think it was cheating or what did you think?
I think that Anya is such a special soul. She was enriched the environment for all of us. She was sort of our spiritual guidance counselor.
I could see that.
I always kind of think of it as like, you know, a bit of like a breakfast club or like, whatever. We all had these sort of roles we played and Anya was 100% the, you know, the counselor. So by no shred, like, she was the first one to tell you, like, I don't know how to sew as well as you guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not like,
yeah, she was very honest. She was
trying to hide that. I was surprised. I mean, for instance, knowing Sunny Fong and his body of work and the skills and the talent that man possesses, and then, you know, him to go first and then Anya to go sixth. Like, it's, you got to go at some point. And it was a loss because of her energy. Mm-hmm. But the competition itself is about, it is about construction. Mm. It is about design. You should know how to build your vision in Project Runway. I think in the real world, she has people that build her vision for her, which is also like all the power to you. You know, that's how you really make money in this business. But in the you know, bubble of Project Runway, you should be able to build the clothes yourself.
And that seemed to be very challenging for her with the metallics. She seemed to be really thrown off using a different material than she's used to. Were you, you're used to metallics, right? This didn't throw you in any way?
I mean, metallics is what, it's like, do I like salt? You know,
like, so yes.
Yes. Like,
do you still
like
keep in contact with her?
There's nothing that I don't really like, you know, like, I like all the colors. I like all the textures. I mean, stretch satin might be where I draw a line.
Fair enough.
Do you still give me anything, it'll make it cool.
Do you still talk to Anya at all?
Yeah, we keep in touch. I think, so the wrestling suit that I wore on episode 2, my spandex sparkly metallic wrestling suit, I had sent with her to Burning Man for her,
aww,
I think now fiance or husband to wear. And aww, Anya just had a baby, and
aww,
she's just so, Anya's so great.
We were
you
surprised.
You guys should get Anya on your show.
I would love to. I think I did reach out to her, but I'll definitely check up on that again.
Yeah, her, like,
we'd love
all
to.
Her like this.
And that hair. And
you know, she does that, like, oh my God, you could tell me to drink some Kool-Aid right now and I would.
Why do you think you're able to work so quickly? Is that how you are at, like, in all of your designing? Are you just really good? Like, what's up?
I know what I'm doing. I've cut and sewn and made clothes for people for money since I was 15. So, mm-hmm, I had a job doing dishes for like 3 months at one point, and it was like weekends, evenings, and I was just like not making enough money, and like I felt like my whole life was being taken away from me, and I was like 17, or very dramatic teenager, so I just like walked out from washing the dishes, and I was like, I can make more money making clothes. So I've been cutting and sewing clothes for people, and when you're doing it to pay your rent and to feed yourself through your 20s, you've got to do it fast.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The faster you are, kind of like time is money at that point. So, and I also don't make patterns. I cut from eye. I've made enough clothes at this point where I can look at you and I know what shape to cut out to fit you. And, you know, I'm a maker, I'm a craftsperson. So,
what happens?
I'm self-taught. So I've kind of developed an eye where I can just look and go, and I've been known for like fearless cutting. I don't really like, I'm not afraid, like, put a most beautiful piece of fabric in front of me, I will cut it, you know. And I think it's that initial like cutting of that beautiful fabric that a lot of designers kind of get held up at that starting point. So I figure, like, once you make the first cut, the rest happens.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna jump in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you get any type of inspiration block? Do you ever just say, oh, I don't know what to do with this? Or does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, I definitely can get thrown off. I feel like there's a level of, like, I'm kind of a clown, but I like to choose when I clown. I don't like, I want to be taken seriously what I do, but it's also like in the same way that someone will tell you, that comedy is almost more serious to shoot in film than drama. And when you're like shooting a drama, like, everybody's laughing. So, like, I'm getting a call. Is this disrupting?
You're paused on our screen right now.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that.
You're good. That's so funny. Now. It might be your model.
Yeah, she actually is here.
Oh,
I just want to take a look at her in this dress. Is that okay?
Whatever, you know, you're comfortable with showing, as long as it's not like X-rated.
Yeah,
but
she's
doing a fitting.
I know, it's very similar.
We're like live.
Oh my gosh, this is too cool. Great.
She's not trying to blend in with that one.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
It is here.
There's this.
But it's very similar. I've done these dresses.
See, I love it. And this brings us to our topic of the winner and loser. I really thought you had this one in the bag. So I'm sorry, but I was not feeling Sean's look. And were you guys surprised to see that he won?
Because I felt like she looked like an octopus from the front. And then that fringe, it was rough.
Evan, what do you do? Or Bedell, what do you do when you just don't think the judges are right? Like, you should have won. So, I mean, how difficult is that sometimes if, you know, sometimes they bring in these guest judges that are fun, but do they have credibility?
I think that it's an interesting sort of process, and you want to believe in the integrity. And, you know, I choose to believe in the integrity of the show. And, you know, fashion is so, like, what you think is not necessarily what I think. And you just have to accept the fact that these are the people chosen to place judgment on your work. Like, they had, like, a Disney girl that was, like, could have been my niece telling me about fashion. Like, I was a bit like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like,
today it was real. Like, oh, we have, like, this NASCAR driver. And I was like, are you kidding me? Because, like, if she walked into my studio and tried to tell me anything about fashion, I would be like, how about, I don't know how to turn on a car. Like, I'm not talking about cars.
But now, Bedell, you get to be in that hot seat because we are going to play our special segment, Pass or Purchase. And the way this works for, so you should have an email so you can see, but to everyone that can't see at home, these photos are going to be the top six looks. We're going to go over them. We're going to say, are we going to pass on this or purchase? And we'll kind of explain a rundown of each look as we go. And if you're ready, we're going to start off with Sean with that orange fringe number. Of course, this was our winning look. My favorite.
It's just not where it's at.
I agree with Wendy's comment. I think if the fringes would have been a little shorter, it would have helped. I did like the back. I will say that.
The back was fine.
I liked the back.
But, oof.
Yeah.
Her boobs.
Giselle, what are your thoughts on this?
I feel like it was, like, salmon pink.
Mm-hmm. I do like salmon, but I don't wear it.
I don't know if it was, like, I don't want to think about salmon when I'm working with pink. Like, it's almost the worst pink to me.
Okay.
And then I liked the complication in the sculpture kind of attempt, let's say, but then, like, I get where he was going with it. I think it was very, like, I wanted her to pull out, like, drums and a gong and be, like, dancing. Like, I didn't see red carpet for 1 second. I was just like, I don't know what actor or performer or anybody wants that for a red carpet, but it was a great look for something. And just in a different color.
Let's talk about Anya. So she had the mini dress with those, of course, super long sleeves. You couldn't miss that. Again, I think I would pass on that. The sleeves killed it for me.
Well, I mean, I don't think it was going home worthy. I probably wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom at a bar in
that's
that.
So
like,
true.
Like, well, how do I wipe? That's you not a thing.
Maybe that's why it's for a red carpet, because you need your team to help you.
Yeah. I could use the long white sleeve. It's a little extra TP. Just cut the bottom off. But it's just, I'm gonna go ahead and pass on that one for me.
What about you, Princess?
You know what? I feel like it was appropriate. She said the Grammys, and I feel like the Grammys are where people make statements, or the VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it was a tad too long, but I think for the Grammys or something music related, I feel like it could have worked. Like, I don't think it was going home worthy.
She looks like one of those balloon guys that stand up with the arm things. She looks like,
you know, I liked the extended arm, just not to that extent.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
if it was a little
long.
Bit over the hand would be cool, but I just think, that to me, that's not practical.
Yeah.
And Evan or Bedell, question for you. If you have a client and they have a special request, like they want to do something completely out of your realm of what you think would look good, do you say, you're my client and I do what you want? Or are you saying, I don't want my name on something I don't like?
Oh my God, I do that all the time.
Putting your name on things you don't like?
Oh, I'm absolutely not putting my label on it.
Okay.
I'm a maker for hire too. Like, you can get me to make you whatever you want me to make you. But I feel like with Anya's dress, and I don't know, because you know how, like, trends in fashion happen?
Mm-hmm.
And Vetements popularized, like, the white shirt with the sleeves that are too long for you. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going back a few years. But then, like, designers started making all these shirts with, like, sleeves that were just obscenely too long for the model.
That, yeah. So
this was, like, an actual runway trend for a while. But I think if that's what she was going for, I don't know that it translates with like a dress. I think like a dress shirt with long sleeves is a little bit more comprehensive, but it's just kind of neither here nor there. I don't hate a big dramatic long sleeve that you can't have a drink or wet yourself with. Shoot. You know, like that's fine.
Going all the way home.
Oh, and then give me a little more though, you know, give me some like kimono sleeve or give me something.
Right.
Know.
A little different. Mm-hmm. I see that. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about Irina? She had the metallic. It was like the texture, what you see on pillows now, where you can fold it one way and we get the gold versus a champagne tone. I thought that was fun.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty. I'd wear it. It's great. And I want to like play with the dress. I would just be like moving it to different colors the entire time.
And Lily altered like that. And I could see her perfect body type pull that off.
I love the silhouette. I don't think the camera did the sequence justice. I felt like it was a little hard to appreciate it. So when she was walking down the runway, it didn't do it for me, but I love the way, like I said, the shape. I don't think the camera really captured what was there, because I feel like those colors should have worked. Mm-hmm. So I think it might have been just kind of the way that I saw what was on the camera.
Mm. Adele, what do you think?
Irina's dress is a very classic sort of strapless, corseted, bustier dress that I feel like women have been wearing that dress since forever. Like, there's absolutely nothing sort of new about it. That being said, it was made really, really well. Like, if you looked up close at it, you were like, okay, that's some serious work. Like, Irina is a serious worker. Like, her and I are, like, neck and neck with, like, who's getting the most done. She's a little bit more, like, I think, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, she goes and she just tries to, like, she puts, like, a million things on and, like, spends every minute of the whole bunch of hours they give us to make these clothes. And I'm a little bit less, like, trying to show off like that. But in this case, like, you could really see, like, wow, hours went into this. I don't think it was, like, breaking any molds. I think I've seen that dress 1 million times. Yeah. And I know that dress looks good already. And yeah, every girl's going to want to wear that. Is it special? Not so much. Is it beautiful? Yes, it's beautiful.
Very fair. Mm-hmm. What do we think about Django with the cuts in the middle? I think we're seeing more of that now, but this was filmed a while ago, longer than we even realized. And the cuts, I kind of like them. I know you guys weren't crazy about them.
It's like garlic bread. It's like a twist. Like
I love garlic bread, so you know, maybe that's
yeah,
why.
You're hungry now. I just, No. And her boobs in that, it's looking super long. I'm big on the boobs. The boobs always have to look really good. So that's
Don't you think it was such a departure from his last week? Because he did that same twist in the back. But this week, I just felt like it was so much more refined and thought out and finished.
I thought it fell in the right spots on her body. I think that is a big key factor in something looking good if it hits the exact right measurements.
Yeah, he was really my favorite person. So I'm probably biased.
But do you like that dress with the twists? Like, would you...
I do. I saw the inside of it. I mean, I don't know when the judges said it looked heavy. And I was like, that dress is light and airy as any dress. Like, what are they talking about? And, like, told him to, like, take the lining out of it. And to me, I'm like, please don't unline dresses. Like, I was so happy that he had a finished garment with a real lining. Like, that's not always happening on Project Runway. So in the real world, that dress, I mean, looking up close at it, it was finished beautifully. I think there are plenty of women who want to wear that. It's hard to wear with all that, like, exposed midriff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get where he was, like, you know, maybe trying quite hard to, like, please. Because Anne was so hard on him. And, like, I think he just really was, like...
They have beef for sure.
Yeah. They cannot get along.
We got to move on to Michelle, which Wendy Williams actually said that she liked the outfit. But for a festival, which I agreed with, I liked it. But did you think this was a red carpet look?
I wasn't really a fan of it. I didn't think it was for a red carpet. I think, to Wendy's point, it is something more casual.
Yeah.
And something, you know, like maybe if I'm going, I don't know, apple picking or something's cool on a Sunday. But yeah. I didn't think it was like, wow, red carpet worthy. And I didn't think it flattered the model either, which is hard because they have a beautiful body type. So.
Yeah. Love the colors. Love the pattern. Hate the fit. I'd wear it shopping, but I also wouldn't because it's too tenty. It's just, I'm going to pass on it.
I would purchase it for a different event.
Mm-hmm. But you could pull it off, I think.
I think you could.
It would work for you.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yes. But Dom, what do you think?
I just think the dress really made me question, like,
life.
A lot of, are you a designer? What is this?
And then we have
every seam was puckering. The proportions didn't make any sense. There was like see-through, not see-through, heavy brocade sewn to like chiffon. I don't know.
I'm going to take it as a no.
I see it differently because I look at that and I'm like, you ain't getting no money for that. No one's going to buy that from you.
And Madel, of course, we have to end with your look. We absolutely loved it. In my opinion, like I said, not just trying to butter you up because you are a guest. I felt you should have taken this.
Yeah,
this one. But we do want to say thank you so much for Skyping in with us. It was awesome getting to know you a little bit more behind the scenes.
You're so welcome. And I think you would look gorgeous in that gold dress. So
well, thank you. Okay, let's work. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right, guys, and to wrap it up, we do want to get into our predictions. We saw a little teaser of what's going to come next, and it looks tasty. I'm Chocolate Girl.
Very excited.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
What do we think is going to happen?
Well, I love musical theater, so I love that we're doing it from a musical theater play. And
I think there's going to be singing.
Well, the guests have been in Broadway plays before, so I'd love a number. I'd love a lot of chocolate.
Should we just bring chocolate and eat
yes.
it and watch
oh
it?
My gosh,
that
yes.
Valentine's
and
week too.
Yes, you know what? I bet producers had a plan. We're like, how did that work out so perfectly?
Doing it.
Well, we can't wait, and we forgot to ask Evan to plug his information, but we can maybe talk to production and put his info in our
bio.
I don't know how. Yeah. It's Abidell.
There it is.
That's easier for you. And that's two D's and two L's. Biddell. I am Haley J. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at HeyJ, HAYJ _.
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kates and check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday. You can listen to it on iTunes or at katiethompson.la.
And you can find me on Instagram at LoveAlwaysPrincess. I'm also on the America's Got Talent After Show on Monday nights.
And Monique will be back with us next week. We'll have all four, finally.
Yes!
So excited. Thank you guys for watching. As always, you're the best fans ever. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.